We call this joyful feast day the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. Nativity, of course, means birthday, but it's birthday in a more formal sense and a more sacred sense. So we use the word Nativity in the liturgy for the birthday of Jesus. Nativity is Christmas, for the birthday of John the Baptist, and for the birthday of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Those are the only birthdays we celebrate in the liturgy. Birthdays, of course, are occasions of great joy, celebration. It happens that just last night I was asked to bless an elderly couple. I was told that the occasion was their 61st wedding anniversary. I said, well, I certainly will be happy to bless them. On the way there, I was told it's also the 80th birthday of the bride. Actually, today is her birthday. So I got there, and there's this elderly couple sitting on a platform, like on thrones, surrounded by flowers and a beautiful display, and there's a big cake, and there are, gosh, at least 100 people in this space. I learned that they have 7 children. I don't know how many grandchildren and great-grandchildren, but there were a lot of people there. And it was a very, very joyful occasion. Turns out that the bride's name, she's born on the feast of the birthday of John the Baptist, her name is Juanita. So, Juanita Bautista. I don't know if the Bautista part is in there, but Juanita. So I'm sure named after John the Baptist. Now, that occasion, since it's so fresh in my mind, stands out as an example of what we celebrate when we celebrate a birthday. We celebrate not just the birth process or the date itself of the birth, but the whole life of the person. And so yesterday, last night, there was a celebration of the life of this couple and the enormous impact that they have made on that whole room full of people. And those children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren wouldn't even be there if it weren't for that couple and their marriage. So a beautiful thing to celebrate. What about John the Baptist? He didn't get married, and he didn't have any children, and he didn't live a long life. So it seems like he would not be a figure that would have as much impact as that couple that I blessed last night. But we know otherwise. In fact, St. John the Baptist, even though he didn't marry and didn't have children and didn't live a long life, had enormous impact, not only during his own lifetime. I mean, people thought he was the Messiah. But ever since then, we have been recognizing the greatness of John the Baptist. He was, Jesus himself said, the greatest man born of woman. The greatest man born of woman. That's Jesus' own words. But Jesus also said, but the least born into the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. So on the feast of the birth of John the Baptist, we reflect a little bit on birthday, on birthdays, but also we reflect on the bigger picture of how our life fits into the plan of God. Normally, after all, we delineate or mark out the life of someone by their birth date and their death date. Those are the dates we put on a tombstone. Because they're milestones, of course. But when it comes to John the Baptist, his impact started even before he was born. In fact, even before he was conceived, the angel told his father that he was going to be conceived and he was going to be a forerunner of the Lord, and he's going to have the name John. That was all said before he was even conceived. And after he was martyred, remember his terrible martyrdom at the hands of King Herod, his reputation kept on affecting people, including Herod himself. Herod was so disturbed when he heard about Jesus, he thought maybe it was John the Baptist again. So John the Baptist's life extends beyond the boundaries that we normally think of, birth and death. His story reminds us that life doesn't just begin with birth and it doesn't just end with death either. In God's mind, we are already present before we're even conceived. God is with us when we're still in the womb. God knows our name before we're named. And God has in mind for us a life beyond this life. So John the Baptist tells us this much. John reminds us that our life is, even though I have nothing negative to say about that beautiful celebration last night, it was very beautiful. But John reminds us that there is more to life than living a long life, getting married, having lots of children. There's more to life than that. Maybe we should start with the beauty of a long life, getting married, and having lots of children, because those lessons are lost nowadays. I was talking to a few of the people in the party who said that there won't be very many people celebrating 60-year anniversaries because people don't get married young enough anymore. People wait, they delay their marriages until they're in their 30s. And there won't be many people, even if they reach 60 years or 61 years of marriage, there won't be many people to celebrate with them because people don't have many children anymore, maybe not even any. So people are delaying their marriages, and when they do marry, if they marry at all, they have no children or very few children, maybe one, maybe two. And so this celebration we had last night is going to become, it's already rare, but it will become even more rare because there won't be many people like that. So I think in our society we have to acknowledge the beauty of marriage, the importance of marriage, the beauty of having children, the greatness of raising children for the Lord. So that's important. But John tells us something more. So I want to go past the natural level. John tells us that our life itself is from God and for God. It's not just for us or for our family or for this world. We come from God and we are for God. We come from God. This is clear in the story of John. He was prophesied. He was in God's mind. And the readings today are beautiful in talking about how the Lord called him from birth. From his mother's womb, he received the name. That's in the prophet Isaiah. And then today's psalm, the beautiful Psalm 139. I praise you, for I am wonderfully made. All of us can say this. We are all wonderfully made. In fact, we were wonderfully made even before we were born. Life is a gift of God to us. Life is not something that we do or that we decide on. It's given to us. Our identity, our nature, our name is given to us. So we live in a culture where people are declaring different things about themselves as if they can change their gender, they can change their whole identity. No, that's a rejection of the gift of God from before we're even born. So beautiful, these readings talk about how God knows us even before anyone else knows we exist. My soul also you knew full well, nor was my frame unknown to you when I was made in secret, when I was fashioned in the depths of the earth. So all reflections on the work of God in human life in the earliest stages of gestation. So we come from God. Our life comes from God. Our identity comes from God. Our gender comes from God. Our name comes from God. We come from God. God is the one who wants us to be here. That's why we celebrate life, because it's a gift. In an era when life is treated so badly, so cheaply, and many people think that their life should end, this is a feast day to say no, don't end your life. Accept the gift of life from God. What is the gift for? It's for God. We come from God, we are for God. Now John is a great example of this. He dedicates his whole life to the service of God, particularly to pointing out the one who is to come. Now, this is where John's greatness really stands out. We know John is great. He's so great that they thought he was the Messiah, But his real greatness is in his absolute dedication to the one who is to come. He takes no glory to himself, no credit to himself, no attention to himself. Remember his famous line, he must increase, the Lord Jesus must increase, I must decrease. My whole purpose here is to point to him, not to myself. My whole purpose here is to prepare the way for him, not serve myself. It's a great lesson on what our life is for. We are not here for ourselves. We are here for him, to point to him, to prepare the way for him, to lead others to him. Even on the natural level, I think of that beautiful couple last night. I don't know them at all, but I hope that they had dedicated their 61 years not only to raising their family, but to leading their family to God. Leading their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren to God. That's what we're here for. This is what John does. And when he accomplishes his mission, he happily fades away. Well, he was martyred, but in his own mind, he was decreasing. The fathers of the church like to point this out, that the feast day of John the Baptist, the birth of John the Baptist, comes 6 months before Christmas, and there's a cosmological effect here, because Christmas comes right after the shortest day of the year, when at Christmas time the days are growing longer, the light is growing. On the birthday of John the Baptist, Nativity of John the Baptist, the longest day of the year has already taken place. That was just 2 days ago. And now the days will start getting shorter and shorter. This is John the Baptist saying, I must decrease. When Jesus is born, the light increases. This is a reflection on John's mission, but also on our own mission. We are for God, and as we serve God, we ourselves decrease. We take on less importance. John's greatness is in his service. His greatness is in his humility. His greatness is in his sacrifice. He's not great the way we think of human greatness, worldly greatness, richness, power, fame. No, none of that. Well, he had fame. but he didn't care about that. He used everything he had, including his fame, to point to Jesus Christ. Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. I don't take away the sins of the world. He's the one. So that's what we learn. That's among the many things we learn from John the Baptist. And that's why today's feast day is a joyful celebration every year. We learn how God works in the mission of the great prophet John the Baptist. We also learn how he works in us. God, who has created us, called us into being, made us who we are, given us our name, given us our mission, God who is inviting us to dedicate ourselves to him, to his kingdom, to pointing out his way. That's the great message we learn from the feast day of John the Baptist.